All right. We'll do it on this end then.
Hold on a second. There it is. It's off in the horizon. The theme song was way off in the horizon, Wendy.
It's here. A Manic Monday.
Yes, it is. The Bengals were right. Years ago, when they sang of a Manic Monday, who would know that today would come true? Hi, everybody. I'm Bill. That's Wendy. This is the Bonus Hour. It's also called the Stream of Consciousness. Some people call it McHale's Navy, and they're wrong. It's not McHale's Navy. Welcome to the show. Can I share a bizarre phone call I received on Friday?
Yes. I'm curious.
My daughter Kylie lives in New York. The Big Apple. It's called that.
Why is it called that?
Because it is shaped just like a large apple.
No, it is not. You eat weird-looking apples,
then.
It
has a core and a stem. It's all red. Sometimes it's green.
Why do I even ask you anything? All right.
All right. So I'm driving home. And, you know, when I'm driving, it's all business for me. I don't have time to mess around. I got to get somewhere. So she calls me and she goes, Dad, because she calls me Dad. Dad, what's the name of that guy? He's an actor and he's kind of old.
Oh, my God. That could be anyone. And to her, kind of old could mean anything. 50 and up.
Right. Could be Jake Gyllenhaal.
Good God, y'all.
Who's that guy? He's an actor and he's kind of old. And I go, that's easy. I go, I don't know. And she goes, you know, he's in a whole bunch of movies, like older movies. I go, can you tell me any more about him? She goes, he's got his hair used to be dark and now it's kind of gray. I go, like what happens when you get older? She goes, yeah, because he's an older actor.
Ted Danson?
This goes on for about 5 minutes. And I go, I really want to help.
You're not guessing at all?
I'm throwing names out, but I'm wrong. Every time I'm wrong. No. Like, whatever name I throw out, no. And some of them, like, I knew it wasn't Maurice Chevalier, but I just said
it. That's ancient.
He's dead.
Well, I know, but old is...
I said, why do you need to know this? She goes, I was just in a restaurant, and he was sitting next to me.
Steve Buscemi.
I mentioned Steve Buscemi, knowing it wasn't Steve Buscemi, but that was one of the many names... I didn't throw out Robert De Niro's name. I did Joe Pesci. I threw that one out.
Was he shorter than you
and you were afraid for your life? No. I go, then it wasn't Joe Pesci. I'm like going down the list of people it wasn't.
Gary Oldman.
Oh, that's a great guess. Because he is old is in his name. And she said old, right. So maybe that was a trigger.
I don't want to know. I want to keep guessing.
So she says, she goes, I think it was Christopher Walken. And I go, was he kind of creepy? And she goes, no. I go, wasn't Christopher Walken. Because she said, once she determined, she was there with two friends of hers. She goes, once it was determined that she goes, it was driving them all crazy.
Yeah.
So once they decided it's probably Christopher Walken, she said, and here's some background you need to know. And you already know this, I think. When my daughters were young, I taught them how to do a Christopher Walken impression. So she said, I thought it'd be funny to go over and do the impression for him for Christopher Walken. And it would have been funny, except that it wasn't him. So it would have been really...
Oh, that would have been even funnier, actually.
Ridiculous.
I hope somebody would have videotaped that and put it on Snapchat.
So this goes on for another 5 minutes. She goes, Dad, you're not helping at all. I go, well, you're not giving me any clues. The only way this can really pay off is if you tell me... I go, give me two movies he was in. She goes, I don't know what movies he's in. She goes, but every once in a while, you'll be watching TV and he'll be on. And I go, well, that could be anybody.
It is
right? Anybody. So I go, has he had his own TV? It's like a game of 20 questions, except my questions just kept going and going and going. And she didn't have any.
She didn't know.
Dad, all I know is he used to be in a bunch of movies and now he's hardly in any movies at all. And it's probably not Christopher Walken. I go, just go do the impression for the guy. Maybe that guy will go, oh, I know you're doing Christopher Walken, right? I know him. I'll tell him I ran into you. And here's my card. That wouldn't have happened.
Did you ever find out who
it was?
Yes. Oh, okay.
Because can I tell you, to her credit, here's how she figured it out. It was driving her batty. Like, she just, like, that's all she could think about on Friday. So she and one of her two friends went back to the restaurant and said, hey, we were in here at lunchtime and we were sitting next to a guy who's older and he's an actor. Who was it? And it was John Voight.
Oh.
Disappointing. after Christopher Walken, well, you go, well, that I hope it was somebody as exciting as Christopher Walken. I never taught them to do a John Voight impression, so that was, you know, that was a waste of their time.
There was a great Seinfeld about John Voight's car, and then...
Now, I don't know if she would have known, although she's watched a bunch of
John
Seinfeld.
John Voight bit or punched Kramer?
Right. Yeah. She's watched a bunch of Seinfelds. I wonder if maybe that would have helped.
He bit Kramer, and then George found a pencil in his car that had bite marks in it. So there was a dentist at a party, and George wanted to know if the bite mark on Kramer's arm would match the bite marks in the pencil.
Right. That's
and it was funny. John Voight, the That's mailman.
When Reese and Kylie were two or three, many days, Terry was working and I was taking care of them. And after playing 2 and 3 year old girl games for a while, I said, I've got a game. I'll teach you how to do an impression. So I taught them to do Christopher Walken, asking my, like when Terry would come home and she'd say to them, what do you want for dinner? The girls would say, Mom, we thought it'd be great for dinner if we had Happy Meals, the food, the toys, how exciting. And she would look at me and she'd go, you taught the girls how to do Christopher Walken impressions? And I was very proud of it, but she thought it was idiotic.
I think it's hysterical.
If only I had known a John Voight impression, this whole mystery would have been solved in a half a minute.
What other ones do you have them do? Good evening, Alfred Hitchcock?
I taught them how to do a really good spit take. Like they would take a class of... I only did this with water. It's funnier with juice. But
yeah,
with water,
it's too much of a mess.
And it was the version of the spit take that I taught them was the classic Danny Thomas spit take, where the girls would each be drinking water, and I'd go, kids, good news, Uncle Tanoose is coming for a visit, and then they would both just spray the water out of their mouths. Funniest thing I ever saw in my life.
Poor Terry.
But again, it was lost on Terry, who has such a great sense of humor.
She does.
But she would come home and she'd go, there's water everywhere.
Well, you didn't
clean
it up.
And the girls want Happy Meals and they're pretending they're Christopher Walken. What did you do to them all day?
You had to clean up the evidence and then just let them do the impression.
Right.
Then she wouldn't have been so mad.
I taught them originally how to do it in the bathtub, but then they would get soapy water. They would spit take soapy water, and that's not good. I don't think that's good for your health.
No.
So I would just, I would give them each a little cup, you know, and they would drink it, and then I would explain that an Uncle Tanoose was visiting. Did you ever see Danny Thomas do that on a show?
Yes.
He was so good at
it. Yes.
The art of the spit take, Wendy, lost on today's generation. I can't think of any show. Maybe on Better Call Saul. Do they do spit takes on Better Call Saul?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do. Yeah, the spit take seems to have gone away. I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to single-tongedly bring it back.
I did one the other day, and I'm trying to remember what I said. It was just...
On purpose or by accident?
No, it was a legitimate one.
Oh,
it was,
man.
I was.
When they happen naturally, that's a thing of beauty.
It did happen naturally.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember. I said something... I was talking to the boys, something about Jim, and I said... I don't know what... I said something like, ooh, daddy... I can't remember what it was. I don't know what it was in reference to. And they just looked at me and they went, that was weird. And then I heard myself saying it out loud and I spit.
But it can't just be a spit. It has to be that.
Oh, it was all over the counter.
Burst of spray.
Yeah, it was all over. It was definitely that.
Can you do me a favor? A week from Wednesday, you and I and Jasmine, our producer, are having lunch with our bosses.
Not doing it.
We do this about once a month. We sit down. We talk. At some point during the lunch, can you just do a spit take for me, please?
No one likes to be present during a spit take. They like to see it from a distance. If there was somebody at another table who would do it, that would be great. You don't want the spit take happening at your table.
Because you don't want any residual spit on you. What if I provided lobster bibs for everybody at the lunch?
Only if you provide lobster.
Who's got that kind of money anymore? I wish I did. I just think it's time. There was a time where you knew on a daily, well, not on a daily basis, on an every once in a while-y basis, you could potentially see a spit take either in film, on television, or in real life. But now I feel like the window's closed. I don't know what happened.
Well, let's open it up again.
If Judge Kavanaugh does one thing for this country, Wendy, I hope that he and the Supreme Court find a way to make the spit take a thing again. Come on, Brett. You know you want it. You can spit take beer. Come on. Just do it. Do it for America. Make America spit take again.
There's the ultimate movie spit take reel on Huffington Post.
Really?
You are like
I know
a
what
kid
I know what I've got
chef.
Planned for this evening.
I'll email
Sorry,
it
Monday
to
Night
you.
Football. I've got other plans.
The spit take, one of the most
if
time-honored
Danny Thomas
techniques.
Isn't mentioned in there, then this is a travesty.
Oh, these are current ones.
These are people just trying to recreate them?
Jack Brown has the honor of owning the first spit take committed to celluloid with 1906 Dream of a Rarebit Fiend.
He was the inventor of the spit take?
That's what they say.
Why isn't his name more well known?
Jack Braun. B-R-A-W-N. Yeah. I never even
Everyone
heard of him.
Should know of him. He invented the spit take. That's ridiculous.
And since then, the spit take tradition has been proudly carried on by such luminaries as Gene Wilder.
He's good.
Jeff Goldblum.
He's good.
And the nerdy kid from Can't Hardly Wait. I don't know
what that is.
Arsenio Hall.
I've never seen him do one, so I can't really judge.
I haven't seen him do it either, and that's all they have. But it's
Sir Ralph Richardson.
I don't know.
Was he mentioned? British actor, far too dignified to ever do an actual spit take. I've seen Dudley Moore do a good spit take.
Whatever happened to Dudley Moore?
Oh, he died.
He did?
Yeah.
See, I thought he was still around.
If you like him.
I do.
All right.
Did.
I will tell you a movie that I don't know if you've ever heard of that you need to see. People always know him from Arthur or 10. And he was fine in Arthur. He was very good in Arthur, and he was fine in 10. But the movie you want to see is a movie called Bedazzled. You got Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. They were a comedy team in England before they separated.
They were?
Yeah.
Like in real life?
Yeah. Yeah, for a long time. For a long time. They hosted a very early episode of Saturday Night Live together. It's the last time I ever saw them work together. I don't know if it was the last time they ever did work together, but you got to rent this movie, Bedazzled. It's hysterically funny.
Rent it. You're cute.
Yeah, rent it at your local Hollywood video.
You can rent or download. You know, sometimes I just rent instead of buying something.
Yeah.
Bedazzled?
Yeah.
What
it's the story of Faust. I would say 1966, maybe a little later, 67. Are you IMDBing it?
Yeah.
It doesn't say the year?
Oh, there it is, 67. I couldn't
67.
Find it. All right.
Really funny. Raquel Welch.
Yeah,
in it.
I just saw Raquel. She's beautiful.
I don't want to give anything away for everybody who's rushing to their Blockbuster video right now, but... The funniest nun scene ever in a film.
All right, then.
That's all I can say. I know a lot of people out who listen to us, they're always texting, what's the funniest nun scene you've ever seen in a movie? Bedazzled, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore and Raquel Welch. Got to see it to believe it. Can we take a phone call really quickly?
Yes.
If this is true, John is on the line. He said he has been a party to not one but two spit takes in his life. What happened, John?
Well, as I tell my kids, everything that great happened in my life happened at 12 years old. So
it's a very good year.
I was in the junior high-ish, maybe middle school cafeteria with a giant powdered sugar donut.
Yeah.
My friend Eric at lunch said something super funny. I can't remember what it was now, but I was just taking a bite of the donut, and I sprayed out all of the powdered sugar, and it landed on the face.
Nice.
Of my rather darker skinned friend Philip, and the table just came off.
Did Philip punch you?
I can't even think about it without laughing. To this day, it was funny as hell.
That works with the powdered
oh,
sugar.
Yeah.
That does work for sure.
But then I had another around the same age. My sister's boyfriend at the table said something, and I sprayed milk out on my father's face. Just looked at me with the most blank expression as milk dripped off his glasses. So I haven't done them since, but it wasn't on purpose, but I am guilty.
Well, thank you for sharing. Obviously, see, Bill, I can't do it at our table when we go out to lunch, because, John, no one wants to witness that at the same table, correct?
You also need a very funny person to set you up.
That's true. Everything has to fit into place. Exactly right.
John, twice it came together.
Thank you, John.
Thanks
we
for calling.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
And we have a different phone number here. Obviously, if you're listening to us right now, you're probably aware of it, but it's 312-235-2525. 312-235-2525. We should start giving this on the real show.
Yeah, that would probably help a lot.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. For sure. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you some news and then more show. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy, and it's WGN.
WGN Sports. The Bulls are in Charlotte taking on the Hornets in preseason basketball. In the MLB playoffs, game three of the ALDS between the Astros and Indians in Cleveland. Astros are one win away from advancing to the ALCS. The Dodgers try to put away the Braves, up 2-1. That game in Atlanta. The Red Sox and Yankees are tied at a game apiece.
What does ALCS stand for?
The American League Central Services Division.
That was excellent. That was very good. I knew you were wrong, but you were so
convincing.
You know,
I always put a news twist on it.
Yes.
Let's see. I'm missing a game here, though, right? Because there should be four games, shouldn't there?
Well, it's the best.
Astros, Cleveland, Dodgers, Braves, Red Sox, and Yankees.
Yeah.
Who else is it?
Well, the Brewers already won
that series. Oh, that's right. The Brewers. Dreaded Brewers.
Baseball's still going on?
Yeah. There's more baseball.
So now I'm at this stage. I'm like, well, the Brewers should win because they beat the Cubs. So I think it looks better for the Cubs, right?
People always say that, but not really.
It just sucks for the Cubs any way you look at it.
Yep.
Hey, and I have to say, I was watching the Braves yesterday because I really wanted them to win. I just didn't want the Dodgers to walk away with it and not even have them win one game. It was very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Down to the ninth inning.
Yep.
I'm done with baseball.
Yes, I know. The Red Sox, not the White Sox, and the Yankees are tied at a game apiece, game three in New York. Monday Night Football, there's something you might like, Wendy. Washington is in New Orleans. WGN Weather Center forecast, this you'll definitely like. Partly to mostly sunny, warm and breezy today, the high 83 degrees.
I'm not liking it. I'm ready to move. It's too humid.
It's humid, but it's not. It doesn't feel like 83, really. It feels nice.
Look out the window. Does it look like it's almost mid-October? This doesn't look like mid-October. This looks like summer.
Look at the sky. It looks like mid-October.
You know what? And the trees are changing. They're not very green. Look at, they're yellowish.
Mm-hmm.
They're not changing. They're a delayed change this year.
They are yellowish.
Yeah.
But they've got liver problems.
Some neighborhoods are, it looks like fall has been there.
You're saying the trees are jaundiced?
Yeah, some of the trees are jaundiced from the liver problems.
Oof, what does my liver look like?
I gave them Carter's liver.
What does Wendy's liver look like?
Mm-mm. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
It looks like a Simpson.
Yellow.
It's that shitty yellow?
No.
Oh, it's such a nice gold.
When life gives you lemons, you got Wendy's liver.
You get jaundice.
Yep.
Tonight, partly cloudy, mild, below 68. Wendy's going to hate that, I guess.
I don't care about anything anymore.
Here we go. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, some scattered thunderstorms.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. I don't care about anything anymore.
Oh, my God.
Well, the two of you start riffing, I'll be your biatch. I don't care.
All right.
Let's all be happy. Let's all get along.
Let's try that for a
change.
Let's
all smile, Wendy.
Yeah.
Turn that frown upside down.
I'm smiling.
Better.
I don't care.
You are smiling.
Well, you know why, Jude? Because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
With you, yes.
That's so true.
Not anymore.
No.
It's not true anymore.
No.
Well, you know, we have to start somewhere. Let's start smiling again. Because you're right. The world's frowning right now. If we start smiling, everyone else will. It's infectious.
True. Yep.
It is. Don't you love that when you're on the street and you look at someone and you smile and then they
and
smile?
They go, what are you smiling at, doofus?
Well, maybe they approach you differently.
And there are all these Bank of America t-shirts walking around from the
marathon.
Yeah. And it's fun because a lot of people on my way in today kind of gave me the nod like, yeah, I ran.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Because I took a 4-hour nap. Okay? Who's happier?
I know, right?
I can't even imagine running for over 4 hours, and some of them were up 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
I just don't understand
it's quite
that.
A commitment.
It's a feat. It's, you know, I get it. It's something
it's a
you.
Sore feet.
You know, I did the Avon walk one time.
How long was that?
26 hours. No, it was 26 miles, actually. Walking, but it's and you're right. Towards the end, I was literally making pacts with people. Why are we walking? We already got the money. This is so stupid. And then someone would come out and give me a popsicle, and then I'd cry because the woman would be bald and, you know, they would just mouth thank you. And so then I'm like, fine, but I hated it.
You never do it again?
I got blistered. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But I did it, and I'm kind of proud that I did
it.
Yeah,
sure. But you don't need to do it again.
No, never. Yeah.
I just really respect these people that have this inner greatness and want to achieve something so magnificent before they die. Just something major.
Right. Maybe it's their bucket list. I get it.
I don't really have a bucket list, I've decided.
Not running, obviously.
Even when I didn't have bad knees, running was the worst part.
Yeah, I hate running.
Played basketball. You had to do conditioning at the front. I'm so glad we did that at the beginning. Get that over, and then you play basketball.
Right.
Running is just so pointless to me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I have little legs. I can't run. Like a chihuahua. Like my dog. They're kind of short. I know. I'm petite. I can walk. I love walking. I walk very, very fast.
You can walk a marathon. Nobody would stop you from walking a marathon.
You know what? I probably could. I could be one. Poser.
Yeah.
Just do it.
My t-shirt will say poser.
Why?
Because I'm walking, fast walking. I'm not really running.
But how long would that take you then? I know that. What was the winning? Do you have the winning time?
2 hours maybe? Or
like two and a
really?
Half.
Really? Two and a half. Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fast.
I mean, when like my daughter brought up, she's like, oh, the marathon started. And I'm like, there's already a winner. They had already, the man and woman had already won.
You're right. That's inevitable. That always happens. It's so fast that when you break it down into how fast per mile they were running, I couldn't do 1 mile like that, much less 26.2. I don't know how they do
it. So what is it?
Really
you should be
fast.
Able to run a mile.
It's like running a sprint.
Remember when that came out, like 7 minutes was the... Remember they...
Yeah.
When I was
Sebastian
younger, because my
Coe,
dad took us
it?
To the lake and made us run a mile. I threw up.
Why did he make you
then
do
I was
that?
Like, I hope you're happy.
All the high schoolers have to run the mile.
Yeah. But I remember when it was some big thing that they said, okay, you should be able to do it in 7 minutes. And no, it was
7 impossible.
7 minutes
is tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless you run fast.
Well, you have to run very fast if you're pulling off a 7 minute mile. But like whoever won this thing, they did 26 7 minute mile, under 7 minute miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hats off. Or shoes off for all the runners who participated in this marathon. It just blows me away that someone would actually want to do that.
From all over the world.
I know, and it's amazing.
Mean, yeah, so many people walking
it's
along
expensive.
Columbus Drive today were not speaking English.
Yeah.
And they all had the t-shirts on.
Yep.
And they all had really, really nice bodies.
Oh.
Like not an ounce of fat on them.
Oh. Did you point that out to them?
Well, long distance running. It's not a sprint.
Well, I stared a lot.
You did.
And I looked down at my
Hello?
Gut.
Hello.
I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Good luck with that. As I was eating chips on the way in. Tomorrow, more of the same, Wendy. 83 degrees. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms. The high, 74. And then, this is just for Wendy. Thursday, mostly sunny, cooler. The high, 53.
I'm okay with
fall.
That.
I know.
It's 30 degrees colder.
I know.
I mean, just a couple
feels
days.
Good, though.
Yeah.
I like the coolness. I'm ready. I'm ready for the leaves to fall down. I'm ready
snow.
For pot roast. I don't want snow, although the first couple snows don't bother me. It's just when it's that bitter cold. Snow actually doesn't even bother me.
Yeah, I don't mind the snow.
It's
I hate the cold.
It's that bitter, like snow is like fake snow. It's like powder. It's like styrofoamy. The crunchy. I don't like crunchy snow. I like my snow
creamy.
Wet.
Creamy? You go with the creamy snow and the crunchy snow?
If it didn't get below 40, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
40's my limit.
Yeah.
And that's even kind of cold, but I'm okay
because
with
you have short little legs. Is that why?
Short little legs, they get really cold. My legs are actually proportional to my body, but I'm small.
You are petite.
I am petite.
You're a petite. You're a Swiss Miss.
When you get old, people can carry you around in their pocket. That'll be fun. Hey, your pocket's
Hi,
moving.
Everyone.
It's newswoman Judy Pilock. Look,
I could
she's pick in my pocket.
That would be a perfect
job.
Yeah, you
make a lot of
me.
Money.
Yeah.
Are you going to stick? Because I have some, very quickly, we're going to go through some of these iconic movie roles that almost went to different actors. I'll bet you're aware of all of these, Bill.
Oh,
I was
maybe.
Thinking of you when I found this, but I didn't know. For instance, there was someone that was scheduled to play the role of Elle Woods in Legally Blonde.
All right. So instead of Reese Witherspoon, this was the person that was supposed to play the role.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
did you
who
know
would
this?
It have been? I'm trying to think of
another blonde.
Who would have been about that age? Was it Anna Faris?
No.
How about what's her name? I'm watching her now on The Good Place.
No,
oh,
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell is a great guess.
No, that is a good guess. But it was someone who was in Anchorman.
Oh,
really?
Oh, the girl from Married with Children,
Christina Applegate.
Oh, I could see that.
She
would have been good.
She was approached for the role first.
Yeah. She's a good actress. I like her.
She is a really good actress.
Yeah.
And so is Ed O'Neill. Is that his name?
Yeah, he's good too.
But it's like you watch that show and David Faustino and Katie Seagal is a good actress too.
Everybody's good. Yeah.
Not as good as
watching her in that motorcycle series was weird.
Katie Sagal.
Oh, right.
Yeah, just But yeah, great actress.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see The Notebook. Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams are iconic in The Notebook, but it could have been a very different.
Are you kidding? I read the book.
Love The Notebook.
I wouldn't even recommend the book.
Are you kidding?
I cried so hard.
It's no.
Not only did I watch it and cry all through it, I watched it again, the director's cut, and while the director Nick Cassavetes directed it,
he's not kidding.
While he's describing like shooting scenes, he goes, "In this scene, we wanted to show the stairs." I go, "Oh, the stairs!" Like everything he said reminded me of something sad in the movie. It's such a great movie.
He is not. He's totally kidding.
I love it.
Well, Rachel.
It's so sad. Rachel McAdams.
McAdams could have been Britney Spears.
That would have ruined it.
They almost gave it to Britney Spears.
It would have been the same movie.
It would have been the same movie.
No. No.
Yeah. I still wouldn't
Spears
have seen it.
Can't act. That would have been horrible.
She can
they
act.
Did the right.
What has she
Why
ever been
in?
Her
music
ever.
Videos.
Pepsi commercials.
Again, I'll ask you guys, what has she ever been in?
No, that would have ruined it.
Ryan Gosling confirmed that Brittany was one of the actors who screen tested with him, and she did a great job.
Judy, if you ever run into Ryan Gosling, I know the chances of that are slim. Ask him if that's true.
I will. Right. Right after I introduce myself as Mrs. Robinson.
All right, Phil Dunphy in Modern Family.
Yes.
Do you know who was
Which
offered
one, wait, which
the part?
Which one is he?
He's Phil, the crazy realtor.
The husband.
So goofy. Ty Burrell plays him. He's so funny. He's so
good.
Quirkily funny.
I'm trying to remember. I used to know this. I don't remember it.
Wow. You're not doing very well at this.
Why don't I know this one? I'm going to say Britney Spears.
I can't believe this for a minute. I could never picture him. It was offered to...
Another TV actor, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a guy who has their own TV
show. According to this person, he says he was offered the part of Phil Dunphy in 2009.
Oh, can I guess?
Yes.
Is it Matt LeBlanc?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Is he the guy from Friends?
He said, Matt LeBlanc
how
said
you doing? Right.
They flat out offered him the role, and he said to the producers, if you hire me, people will see Joey as the father of the Dunphy family.
Yeah, he said, after reading the script, he was thinking, this is really good, but I'm not the guy. I'd be doing the project an injustice to take this. And so Ty Burrell got the job.
Really? What? Who says that? What person turns down a job?
He's kind of right.
If you're Matt LeBlanc,
what has he
though,
done since?
A couple of sitcoms.
Yeah, he's done well. But if you're Matt LeBlanc, you made all that money doing Friends. You don't need a job just for the money. You want to get the right job. So he did the right thing.
All right. Now, the roles in Titanic of Jack and Rose almost went to somebody else.
Stiller and Mara.
Penn and Teller.
Damn it, don't touch me. Penn and Teller would be great.
Dickie and Grandma.
I'm going home.
Laurel and Hardy.
It's hard to imagine anyone other than Leonardo DiCaprio.
No,
as
I can imagine anyone else.
Oh, Judy.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Again. Judy.
Okay. Matthew McConaughey.
Take it back. Yeah, I've heard that story.
He would have sucked.
Really?
He
doesn't do that in his movies, only in his commercials.
How would Owen Wilson sound if he was on the Titanic, Wendy?
Hey, don't go up there, man.
Say any more room in that boat.
Come on.
No, I'm done.
You're making
okay,
a mockery
here was my
this.
Problem with the Titanic.
What?
I go to the movies.
Yes.
And I turn to my then husband and I say, what were their names again, these people?
Jack and Rose.
Yeah, Jack and Rose. I go, what's their story? And he turns to me and he goes, they're made up.
Yeah.
And I hated the movie. No, because, you know, I thought it was a real, I thought
well,
it was a true
Titanic
story.
Well, the Titanic part of it happened.
Yes, I know, everyone else.
They're telling a story about the Titanic.
How about just a true story, because it's such a great story. So then I hated it.
But
I was like, go ahead, both of you
But they
die,
used
die.
That, they used the fictional Jeez. Characters as a,
right, I
as
get
a
it.
Side drop.
But it to, really bothered me, because I thought, look at all these people that died on the Titanic, you couldn't tell their story?
We went, I don't know when it opened, but I know that my mom passed away in November, and when New Year's Eve came about, we didn't feel like celebrating or doing anything special.
Yeah.
So my sister, my cousin, Jimmy Mack, and myself went on New Year's Eve to see Titanic.
Well, that what a great movie to go see when you're not,
I know,
you're kind of depressed.
Really...
I know, right?
And then I remember Jim walked out to use the facilities, and he missed the only naked part of it when Rose is there. I'm like, dude, you just missed it.
You told him that when he came back?
Yeah. Well, the movie's 9 hours long. You have to go to have a bathroom break.
Even in that somber moment,
it was
good.
Did Jimmy only go to see Titanic for the nude scenes?
He didn't really want to go, though, because he's there with three women, you know, my sister, my cousin, and I. Right.
And quite frankly, I thought there was enough room on the boat. Really? He could have gotten on.
He could have definitely gotten on.
That bugged me, too.
Rose hogging all the space on the raft.
Big dress.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow could have played Rose. She was one of the final two contenders.
That would've been good.
She would have sucked.
Really?
Yeah. She's not a very
the only
good
person
actress.
Who likes Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's unfair because the people who played it, that's what we know.
Right.
So.
Yep.
All right. This is a person who, a couple of people were up for Phoebe Buffay in Friends.
One of them's a friend of mine, but she's not famous.
Who?
Christina Dunn. She's a Chicago actress.
Oh, she's not listed.
She's not listed. Hmm.
Did she tell you that?
No, I know that for a fact.
Oh, well, Ellen DeGeneres was reportedly offered the role of Phoebe Buffay before anyone else auditioned for the part.
Right.
But she ultimately turned it down. Jane Lynch and Kathy Griffin were also considered before the part went to Lisa Kudrow.
Mm.
And your friend?
Christina Dunn.
Kathy Griffin.
She almost got it.
That's so weird because, I mean, Phoebe's character is... And by the way, my least favorite character on Friends, Phoebe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah,
it was just too out there.
Yeah, she
didn't fit.
She didn't fit. That's what it is. It's
Kathy Griffin at the time was doing that show with Brooke Shields. Was
Suddenly Susan?
Yeah. Was that concurrent with Friends? It must have been, right?
I'm not sure.
But I'm saying
time.
Kathy Griffin in that role seems weird. Like, I could see she'd be more of the biatch, right? Not the
It would have been
spacey,
a different character.
Yeah, okay. So
no
then
doubt
I,
about it. It would have been a slightly different character.
Yeah, and probably better.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, Phoebe's not my favorite.
She's your sixth favorite of the Friends?
Yes.
I don't like her either.
Dead last.
All right, this I didn't know.
I was
know.
Up for the role of Marcel the Monkey. I
Why didn't you take it?
I don't. I felt
I
like
told
Matt
you it would
LeBlanc
be lucrative.
With Modern Family, where I'm like, I'd be doing the role injustice if I took it. But I came really close, Wendy. I was within an inch of it. I look bad in a bellboy costume. I think that's what lost it for me. I auditioned in a bellboy outfit, and they're like, eh.
It was just
know.
Too tight. You needed it to fit you better.
A looser bellboy outfit, yeah.
This is a person who was going to play Ross Geller instead of Schwimmer. On Friends, although it's hard to imagine anyone other than David Schwimmer playing Ross. This guy also auditioned for the role. He didn't get the part and went on to star in a sitcom of his own.
Oh, who would that have been playing Ross? I'm going to say Brian Urlacher.
Is he a Chicagoan?
Oh my God, that would be so funny. That would be so funny. I would have watched just for that. No, he's not a Chicagoan as far as I know.
His own show, his own sitcom. Jerry Seinfeld?
No. Years later, he confided in a director who'd worked on both shows about his audition for Ross. The director's response, oh, honey, you were wasting your time. They wrote the part for him, for Schwimmer.
Oh.
Eric McCormick
from
Will and Grace.
That's interesting. He's good.
And then this is somebody who could have played Indiana Jones. I'm sure you know
Tom
this.
Tom Selleck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
He was very close to getting the role.
I could see that.
But the producers of Magnum wouldn't release him to go shoot it. They said, oh, no. Nice try.
Yeah. He had already signed up for Magnum PI.
Yeah.
Have you watched the new one? He doesn't have a stash.
I'm not watching it without a mustache.
I can't trust a Magnum.
Look?
He looks okay, but your Magnum.
How old is he?
Well, the character of Magnum?
No, him, Tom Selleck.
Oh, he's in his 60s now, right? Or maybe even 70.
I think he's older. He looks good.
He's on Blue Bloods with his mustache.
Blue hair? Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods. They play separate characters. He plays a former fire chief captain, and his mustache plays the wacky neighbor.
Hey, how you doing?
That's That's all I got. I don't really know the other ones. This was from BuzzFeed.com. I wasted a lot of time on BuzzFeed this weekend. Like, here are 18 products you need that you didn't even know existed.
Well, that's interesting. Like what?
There were like a squeegee for food before you put it into the dishwasher. This was a crazy one. There's a sling for your feet, like when you're on an airplane. Sometimes you don't, like there's no room because your bags are under there. So it's like this little thing that you put your feet in, and it's a, like a little hammock for your
feet. Where do they go? They're still under your seat?
Maybe, yeah, it's under, maybe your seat. Under your legs to pick your legs up so you're dangling.
You don't need That'd that. You know that, right?
I didn't order it. Don't look at me like I ordered these
things.
People
on the plane would just be staring at you. You brought a hammock for your feet.
No,
up
I want that. That sounds great.
Yeah?
They also had this pillow that I think is inflatable, because if not, it's like the size of the length of a wrapping paper roll and about the size of a loaf of bread width-wise. It's big. Mm. But it's something that if you're on an airplane and you put your little tray table up, you can put your head in it and sleep.
Mm.
But I honestly, that's the only way to sleep on a plane when you have boys next to you. I just lean on my table with my head in my hands.
But I've tried one of those neck things one time.
It doesn't work.
It does work.
Does it?
I thought it was, I did it to Greece, and it was a Hawks one, and then, so funny, I came down a hill with my suitcase. We were walking around this neighborhood before we could get into our place, and it fell off my my luggage.
Yeah.
So it was way up the hill, and there a guy started yelling, "Hey, you forget!" And I said, "Keep it."
There's no way you were walking.
I was no way.
Hey, lady,
I was
with
so
short
dead.
Legs. Look what happened.
I said, "Look at my legs. I can't walk back up that hill."
If it was downhill, you'd do it, but
I just cartwheel down. I just ride my suitcase down. I was like, "Keep it." And so then I was bummed on the way home. I was really surprised.
So your head, your neck didn't bobble around.
Exactly. It goes a little bit and then it stops. It's great.
And it doesn't bother the person next to you?
Nope. I thought it was really good.
On the last few flights I've taken, I take a sweatshirt and I don't even wear it.
Right,
I just wear it around my waist. And then when I get into my seat on the airplane, I form it into sort of a pillow, a sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle.
That does work.
It works every time.
But sometimes it's hard to like not lean on the person next to you. So I just put my head down like when you used to take a nap in second grade.
Yeah.
Or you used to
up. They used to make you take a nap like that.
Yeah.
Everyone put your heads down and relax.
I could fall asleep anywhere. I fell asleep all the time.
I could stand.
I always
say
to the person on the seat next to me, "Are you okay with spooning? Like if it happened during the flight, would you be okay with that?" Just to be clear. Just want to know.
The person next to me always puts their hand on my arm and goes, "It'll be okay." And I'm always like, "Am I white? What is a sheet? What?" Because I hate flying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Judy, thank you for hanging
out.
Absolutely. That's Judy Pilak. We'll take a quick break and then we'll say goodbye. It'll be very teary. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, Bill has told me to watch Bedazzled, which is one of the best Dudley Moore movies.
It is one of the best Dudley Moore movies, but it has the funniest nun scene I've ever seen in a movie.
And Raquel Welch.
Yeah, Raquel Welch is in it. I don't want to tell you.
A hapless loser sells his soul to the devil in exchange for 7 wishes, but has trouble winning over the girl of his dreams.
We've all been there.
I have not.
You've not? Oh,
no.
Maybe it's just me. I've been there. All right, that's it for today's show, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow we'll do the Tuesday version of the show. Should be fun. Wendy, thanks for being here.
I have to be here.
Oh, yeah, it's part of your job, isn't it? Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.